Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 85. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Topeka police are investigating a threat at a local elementary school. According to Topeka Police Department, a potential threat to Meadows Elementary School came in just before 6 o'clock last night. Federal law enforcement and the USD 501 police were notified, and all individuals involved have been located. No threat had been identified. The investigation is ongoing at this time. A car-cow collision was reported early this morning on a highway in Jefferson County. The crash was reported around 5:56 this morning on K-16 Highway just east of Ferguson Road. The location is about 4 miles east of Valley Falls. There were no immediate reports of serious injuries to the woman who was driving the car, which was totaled in the crash. The condition of the cow wasn't immediately available either, but initial reports indicated it was still alive. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
Riley County Police are investigating the theft of thousands of dollars worth of golf equipment on Wednesday from a Manhattan sporting goods store. The Riley County Police Department said the theft was reported around 11:36 Wednesday morning at Dick's Sporting Goods, which is located in the 400 block of Third Place in Manhattan. Officials said two unknown males had taken more than $3,000 worth of golf club heads from the business. Anyone with information, please call the Manhattan Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. A Burlington student has been detained after threatening comments that were not credible was made against Burlington Middle School. According to a social media post from the Burlington, Kansas Police Department, the agency, along with USD 244 and the Recreation Center, were made aware of an incident where a student made threatening comments focused on the Burlington Middle School. The student was detained and put into the juvenile justice system. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveball Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry, Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Investigations are still ongoing after law enforcement agencies out of Sterling, Colorado and Scotch Bluff, Nebraska say they are investigating several different threats that were made toward local schools in the areas following concerns of posts from social media. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the different posts ended up going viral on social media, raising alarms among many students, parents, and community members that prompted the immediate response from police and school officials in both of the communities, saying that similar threats were also made out of Omaha, Lincoln, and Norfolk. According to law enforcement in Sterling, Nebraska, they say that the investigation did determine that the threat was unsubstantiated, linking it to a viral social media thread with a post that showed a screenshot that circulated on TikTok and other platforms. As law enforcement in both states are reminding and emphasizing that there is a zero tolerance policy towards threat made to schools and urge community members to remain vigilant. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A super check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. One person killed, another seriously injured in a two-car crash midday Wednesday on U.S. 36 at the West Overpass just east of West River Road at Marysville. The fatality, 23-year-old Emily J. Larson, was westbound, reportedly crossed the center line, and struck an oncoming eastbound vehicle driven by 89-year-old Bernice M. Neatfelt, who suffered injuries. Emily Larson died as a result of the accident shortly before noon. Bernice Neatfelt was life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital. U.S. 36 overpass was closed and traffic detoured for nearly 3 hours while the accident was investigated. Homecoming is Friday at Lynn High School with a Friday afternoon pep rally. Coronation at 6:30 before the football game with Blue Valley. Homecoming candidates, Addison Hers, Marcella Herta, and Morgan Wirtz. King candidates, Ethan Bott, Connor Holdy, and Nick Roseball. A grazing management workshop will be held at the Save Farm near Riley September 18th and 19th and will cover benefits from pasture land while preserving the health and vitality of grass. Free workshop for anyone currently engaged in land management and grazing activities will be taught by experienced NRCS specialists and other grazing educators. Advance registration appreciated. RSVP with names, email address, and phone number to mary@kglc.org. Please note your type of agricultural operation or level of experience. Or you can phone Mary Howell at 785-562-8726. Lunch included both days, September 18th and 19th. Workshop will be led by David Kraft and Doug Spencer, along with other grazing and livestock educators. Kraft is a rangeland management specialist and co-coordinator for Kansas Grazing Lands Coalition. Spencer currently serves as the state grazing specialist for NRCS in Kansas. Big Give Gage annual Giving Day campaign generated over $450,000 from 2,095 donations, with the event capped off Thursday. Sheepgate Women's Center Adult and Teen Challenge netted over $49,000 from 112 donors, tops on the leaderboard in monies raised, while the Wymore Blue Springs Fund was tops in number of contributors with 128. They were second high in dollars raised, over $27,500. Odell Public Library finished third with $24,000 given. Gage County Agricultural Society and the 4-H Building Funds were fourth and fifth, respectively, with around $19,000 each. Totals raised well over last year's $384,000 and will support 88 organizations and nonprofits. Blue Rapids annual Community Match Day is coming up Monday, September 16th. Our public affairs program this weekend will spotlight the event and the Blue Rapids community. Will Clark is president of the Blue Rapids Community Foundation.
You know, as the president of the foundation, kind of just those things that I grew up as a kid with and whatnot, and wanting those to continue for our future generations, that's kind of what got me involved and got me into it. And that's my big push, is to try and keep those organizations afloat and keep those events happening and things, so that not only my kids but their kids will have for, you know, for future generations, things like that. It's just a big deal, and for a fairly young organization, we have done pretty well. I know Jeff Christ is kind of the president of the Marysville one, and he says, "I wish we were where you guys were at your 5 years." He says it's just mind-boggling and amazing. He says that you got where you're at as fast as you have.
Online contributions may be made September 14th through the 16th at BlueRapidsMatchDay.org, mailing donations to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or giving in person Monday from 9 to 3 at the Community Center in Blue Rapids. with support of the Patterson Family Foundation and others, up to $70,000 in matching funds will be available toward a 50% match on gifts over $25, up to $5,000. The match day and other activities in Blue Rapids will be the focus of our public affairs program. Join the conversation this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Lonnie Johnson among community volunteers with the Blue Rapids Action Team.
And it means a lot to us, the whole team. It's not me, it's the whole team. We love people coming to Blue Rapids and seeing what we have and going through the museum and stuff when all this stuff happens. Blue Rapids is... would like to have something once a month if we could, but just depends on how many volunteers we get.
Dennis E. Rockwell, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Rockwell. Harold L. Hula, age 94, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Harold Hula. Elsie M. Tomac, age 88, of Pawnee City, passed away. And a funeral service is planned Sunday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Table Rock. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday, 4 until 6, at the Wherry Mortuary of Humboldt in charge of arrangements for Elsie Tomac. Joanne Lacey, age 87, of Marysville, passed away September 7th. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joanne Lacey. Randy P. Hogan of Frankfort, age 63, passed away September 8th. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Randy Hogan. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham with scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cranberry sauce. Monday's menu, spaghetti, garlic bread, green beans, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So, let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still sunny into Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then some showers may continue into Tuesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then scattered showers may continue into Wednesday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still some rain showers are possible in a Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September 82, record high on this date 109, the average low 58, the record low 37. Sunset this evening 7:39, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. Some early morning fog, it's 57 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 13th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville offers catering with barbecue or any other menu options available. Call for a quote today for your next event. Easy and delicious with Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
I'm Jim Basswell, where they kicked off week two of the NFL on Thursday.
Here's the snap. Handoff goes to Cook and a work through the middle. Through a hole and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Flips into the end zone for the touchdown. 49 yards for James Cook. His third touchdown of the game. And it is a raucous celebration on the Buffalo sideline. Oh, my.
As heard on the Buffalo Bills radio network, trio of touchdowns for James Cook, a trio of interceptions for Tua Tagovailoa, who left the game with a concussion. Bills passed the Dolphins 31-10. Josh Allen now 12-2 career against Miami. To baseball, Juan Soto, the walk-off winner in the 10th. Yankees over the Red Sox 2-1. Aaron Judge, homerless streak stretched to 16 games. Kumar Rocker made his major league debut for the Rangers in Seattle, went four innings, gave up one run. Rangers 5-4 over the Mariners. Brandon Lowe homered. Tampa Bay's Penn held Cleveland to one hit over seven as the Rays snapped the three-game slide 5-2 over the Guardians. Jason Hayward went deep with a runner aboard. Houston a four-run eighth, 6-3 over the A's. They're 4.5 up in the West. Jacob Stallings a run-scoring double in the ninth. Rockies doubled the Tigers 4-2. Jackson Chourio joins the 2020 club. Homers and stolen bases. Milwaukee blanking San Francisco 3-0. And Brendan Donovan and Mason Wynn each went deep. Cardinals over the Reds 6-1. Arizona State 3-0 for the first time since Herm Edwards was their coach in 2019 as they outlast Texas State 31-28. Their former conference, the Pac-12, adding Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State starting in 2026.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Friday Night Football, Kansas Jayhawks pregame show follows our evening news block on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs home opener hosting Hiawatha. 7 o'clock kick pregame coverage at 6:45 on AM 1570 FM 94.1, on air online, and on our free mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks jumped Thursday as investors weighed fresh inflation and labor data and anticipated a potential interest rate cut from the Fed next week. The Dow Jones rose 235 points to close back above 41,000, while the NASDAQ Composite and S&P scored their fourth consecutive daily advances. 33,000 Boeing machinists are on the picket line this morning. By a nearly unanimous vote, union machinists rejected the latest contract offer from the aerospace company and walked off the assembly line. Workers at Samsung are in the fifth day of a strike in southern India. They're demanding better pay and working conditions. They're also pressing the electronics giant to recognize their union. It's welcome news for house hunters. The popular 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell this week to 6.2%. It's the lowest since February of 2023. But analysts say high home prices are still keeping prospective buyers on the sidelines. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mark your calendars for September 14th through the 16th for Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $5,000 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us in person on September 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and our continued coverage with the Mid-America Ag Network is up from the Kansas State Fair. And it is time for your Friday edition of the Steckline Report from the fair.
When you come to the Kansas State Fair, you got to stop by the horse bar. Barns, I should say. This is big-time stuff. This is the biggest show in the country when it comes to horses in South Central Kansas. We found an interesting fellow, a veterinarian from Hawaii, Dr. Tim. Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Doctor, one of the reasons I stopped you is because I'd like to know a little bit. And tell me what you do.
So I'm a holistic veterinarian. I do acupuncture, chiropractic, herbal, homeopathy.
On horses.
On horses.
Not me.
Yeah, well.
You could even
do
that.
It's on whether you stand on all four and neigh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Tell me a little bit, and you do a lot of rodeos.
Yes, I do a lot of rodeo horses.
What happened in Oklahoma?
Well, that was a tragic.
Terrible.
In fact, it was a contamination of the feed. They're called ionophores. It's probably more well known as rumensin.
It's a
cattle feed additive.
Yes.
And so what happens?
I have fed rumensin to my cattle.
Yeah, and it works great for cattle.
Sure.
It's highly toxic to horses.
Isn't that
true? Even just a little bit will kill them.
Almost 70 head died?
Yes. So what happened is they were making cattle feed and didn't clean their mixer well enough and got the ionophores in with the horse feed.
Tragic deal, no doubt about that. What about rodeos? They getting bigger or better or about
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy with rodeo.
Yes, there is. Well, Doctor, thank you so much for being with me.
You're quite welcome.
That's it from the Kansas State Fair.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Brown tarantulas have increased their presence in Kansas due to a yearly migration that happens in late summer. K-State entomologist Jeff Whitworth says Kansans have nothing to worry about because the arachnids are passive in nature. He shares where they live and the time of day they feed.
They're a great big spider, but they're very secretive, and they live in burrows in the soil. So normally you don't see them. You know, they're not great big web builders like garden spiders. They live in the soil. They'll come out at night. They're nocturnal. They'll come out at night, hunt for food, take it, and go back in their burrow and eat it and stay in there, and everybody's happy. They don't come in contact with people. People don't come in contact with them, so they're all happy.
He discusses their migration and the defense mechanisms they deploy if pressured by perceived predators.
Every year about the same time, late summer, early fall, tarantulas migrate. Now, what that migration is for the most part are the males. The males that have reached sexual maturity. In the brown tarantula, again, that's probably 8 to 10 years of age. So when all these tarantulas hit maturity, they're out, take off looking for a female. So they have to migrate different areas, and they can actually migrate in the thousands. The nice thing about tarantulas, they're relatively non-aggressive. Now remember, all spiders are venomous, so they can all bite, they can all deliver a little venom, but they have what other people have described as when you get bitten, it's more like a wasp sting or a bee sting. So it's going to hurt, but it's not going to cause you any problems like a brown recluse or a black widow. And when you bother them enough, they will rear up and they will show you their fangs, and their fangs are pretty impressive. But they also have the ability to throw these little bristly, hairy kind of barbs, and they can stick in your skin. And it's just kind of irritating, kind of like a little sticker, you know. It doesn't cause any problems, doesn't swell. So once it rears up, just leave it alone. They don't jump, and they're not real fast, but they can hop a little bit. So they can move faster than sometimes you're expecting.
Whitworth explains the brown tarantula's lifespan and their maternal instincts.
The males live 8 to 10 years. The females live maybe up to 20 or 22 years. So they're a long-lived arachnid. Actually, another neat thing about the brown tarantula, the female is a little more protective of the babies than the general arachnid is. You know, most insects or spiders, I won't say take care of them, but they're a little more protective of them and keep them in their burrow for a year or two. When they're first hatched from an egg, they're really small. They're really tiny. So that's kind of the story on the brown tarantula migration right now.
That was Kansas State University entomologist Jeff Whitworth on the presently happening brown tarantula migration. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a land auction, 703 acres Marshall County farmland, selling for the Brockstermann Trust Friday, September 13th in Frankfort, and includes crop and pasture land to be sold in five tracts. Tract 1 is 237 acres, more or less, the west edge of Lillis, west of the tracks along 27th Road and Bobcat Lane. 201 acres of cropland in Cleveland Township, 85% half-bottom ground and half-terraced, with a balance in timbered grassland along Irish Creek. Tract 2 is 61 acres, more or less, adjoining Tract 1, west of the tracks at Lillis, and starts 3/4 mile north of Bobcat Lane. 88% Irish Creek bottom, the balance in timber along Irish Creek, all cropland is in one field. Tract 3 is 90 acres, more or less, fenced pasture with pond water, located a mile west of Lillis on Bobcat Lane, which is along a good rock road 5 miles east of K-99. Tract 4 is 159 acres, more or less, southwest of Lillis in Cleveland Township, 33 acres cropland, the majority in a fenced pasture with two ponds. And Tract 5 is in Clear Fork Township, 156 acres, more or less, 5 miles south of Frankfort, then a mile west on Apache Lane to 21st Road. This property has roads all around it, and over half cropland includes some hay meadow, grassland, pond, and timber. For inspection and details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Sale bills online at olmstedrealestate.com. The land auction, Friday, September 13th in Frankfort, begins at 10 a.m. at the Frankfort Legion VFW. It's 7:30 from KNDY 58 and fog this morning in Marysville. Highs approach 90 again today and on into the weekend.
Is sunset simply a mirror image of sunrise? Can you spot the difference in a photo? We will share some telling clues on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 13th, the 257th day of the year. Chocolatier Milton Hershey was born on this day in 1857. Sunrise and sunset certainly seem to have a different character, but if you had to distinguish one from another in a photo, could you? Mechanically speaking, twilight phenomena are exactly mirror image of each other. But here's a few clues that can help you tell them apart. Sunsets tend to be more colorful. That's due to a daytime human activity that leaves more particles in the air. Sunrise colors are more tightly focused. In the movies, you'll often see a sunset clip reversed to stand in for sunrise. You can tell the difference because the angle of movement will be wrong. If you see a sunrise moving up and to the left, you'll know it's a fake. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's another week of college football week number 3 as both Kansas State and KU end up having their Friday games this week as opposed to playing on the weekend, as Kansas State has moved up to that number 14 slot according to the latest AP polls, with a kickoff tonight at 7 p.m. as they are back at home in Lawrence taking on number 20 Arizona. They're coming off their dominant victory this last week over Tulane with a 34-27 win and say they're now excited to come back home for their Friday evening game. In Jayhawk football, they're also back home in Manhattan as they take on UNLV tonight. Their kickoff a little bit earlier at 6 p.m. after their loss this past weekend against Illinois 23-17. With the loss, the Kansas Jayhawks did drop off the top 25 AP polls. After the game tonight, next week, they go back to a Saturday game on the road, taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Week two also of high school football coming up around the state tonight.
This Friday, the Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week shifts to AM 1570, FM 94.1, as the Marysville Bulldogs host the Hiawatha Redhawks in the season's home opener. Bulldogs head coach Tony Trimble comments on a new Hiawatha team.
They're actually running a flex bone offense similar to what we run. They're in the learning processes of it with a new coach. They got some big kids up front. They got a couple fast kids in the backfield. So they have some potential to be a team that could have some explosive plays.
Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. this Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
A full slate of football Friday with college action. Kansas pregame follows our evening news block at 5. Kickoff at 6, live on FM 98.5. Kansas State at home, 7 o'clock kickoff. In our broadcast feature, Marysville's home opener hosting Hiawatha. Pregame coverage at 6:45 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Elsewhere in the NCKL, Chapman is at Abilene, Concordia is at Beloit, Wamega hosting Rock Creek, and Clay Center home to southeast of Saline. Leon entertains Blue Valley. It's a homecoming match tonight. Hanover will host Clifton Clyde. Frankfort kicks off at Linden. Washington County's at Axtell. Valley Heights at Onega. Again, Kansas Jayhawks on FM 95.5 tonight with Marysville Bulldogs on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
We chant Rock Chalk. We wave the wheat. We wear red and blue. We're proud to be a Jayhawk.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's going to win it.
Join us this Friday as the Jayhawks welcome the UNLV Runnin' Rebels to town on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
On today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.